Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thank you for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark from the SAC?
Not a problem. It just occurred to me that you know, the Vandals, you know, we picked that up from antiquity. You know, the Vandals were raiding people while they were no more barbaric or destructive than the other peoples of the day, including the Romans when they invaded. So it might be an insult to Vandals to actually compare the modern Republican Party, who doesn't give a rip about poisoning people with this water. I mean, and my solution to that is that, okay, you Republicans think this water is just fine, then you drink it. This is the source of your water to bathe in, to drink, to wash your clothes in. This is the water that you and your entire family get to drink, and you get to drink it permanently, you know, until you get poisoned and get the diseases from this stuff, and that you find out how destructive these chemicals are, because these guys have the resources to avoid the consequences of just dumping this stuff in the environment. I mean, it is just disgusting that these guys get, you know, that they, you know, we need more research on it. Well, they said the same thing about lead in the gasoline. Well, you know, it's 70, you know, back when tetraethyl lead was first introduced, I mean, that scientists were saying that this stuff is dangerous, we shouldn't put it in the gasoline. Well, the solution was just to give the workers that worked with that protective gear, and we ignored the consequences of that for how many decades, and we've got lead in our environment, and it's finally starting to dissipate a little bit, or that not dissipate, but, you know, that get absorbed into the soil, maybe going down deep enough where it's not impacting, you know, that our topsoil as much as it was, because now we've seen less brain damage to people because there's less lead in the environment, because we've got rid of lead in the gasoline. I mean, that lead is toxic. I mean, and people didn't, you know, that people don't understand that these chemicals are toxic. Lead, mercury, all the, you know, those chemicals that are simply toxic, and we need to limit their dumping into the environment as much as we can.
Right. And, you know, the hypocrisy of this, Mark, is this. GM gave a little over 70,000. And of all of the chemical companies that gave in this time period, the Republican Assembly Campaign Committee got a little over 14,000. Scott Walker got almost 12,000. Republican Senate got almost 12,000. And for that, that amount of money, any money, it's immoral. They betray the groundwater of this state and the drinking water for that. Because remember something, when they say things like needs more research, they won't fund it and they won't let the DNR do it. They say, no, the DNR can't do it. They'll find a Republican judge that agrees with them. It's the legislature. It's Voss. And Voss says, we will get around to it. We will get around to it. And the chemical companies still keep giving them money. Is this hard to understand out there, everybody? Come on. This is disgusting. And they are polluting and corrupting our water. The Republican Party is polluting and corrupting our water. Okay, we're going to go back to Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C., the Republicans now have put a hold on the appointment of Representative Haaland, Deb Haaland, as Secretary of the Department of the Interior. Deb Haaland. She actually would be the first woman of partial Native American descent to serve in the cabinet at all. Deb Haaland on her mother's side is of Native American descent, on her father's side of Norwegian descent. She's a very good representative, and she'd be a very good Secretary of the Department of Interior. And two senators, one from Wyoming and one from Montana, don't like the cut of her jib, apparently. They don't like the cut of her jib. It's a very old-fashioned term. And they just say, okay, we put a hold. See, all of these senators think they're big stuff, okay? They think, I'm a senator in the oldest democracy in the world, continuous democracy, which is true, United States. So I'm like the guys in the 19th century, Daniel Webster and Henry Clay, and I'm like the Roman Senate, Cicero and all those people with the garlands in their hair and the togas, lying on a couch, somebody's dangling grapes into their mouth, that kind of stuff. They love that. So they got to have their little power. They've got to be able to hold up their pinky and say, I hold. So therefore what? We don't have a Secretary of the Department of Interior? Are you kidding me? During the kind of climate challenges we're having in all of the United States and our state parks, COVID, what kind of rules we're going to have about admission to state parks and so forth. They are holding up Deb Haaland. They're trying to make a point with the Trump base in Wyoming and Montana that they do not want Deb Haaland. Now, under the new rules, they can only do it for 30 hours, but then somebody else can do it. And there are 50 Republicans. And they hold her up, and it's a lot of time. And they are just obstructing in the United States Senate. You must be aware of that. Ron Johnson's going along with that. I personally think he won't run for re-election. He's saying his preference is not to. I think he's dying to. He loves it. He's a big man. He goes out there. All he has to do, suck up to Trump and obey the Republican donors. Very comfortable life. Hey, this is Wisconsin, okay? This is the state of Fighting Bob La Follette. When Fighting Bob ran, they were all against him because they were comfortable and they got away with murder, and they're not going to do it anymore after him, and they're not going to do it anymore with Ron Johnson. So if you're talking to Ron Johnson, you're talking to anybody, the Senate or the House. House isn't voting on her, but they know the people in the Senate. We want Deb Haaland. She's very, very good. Okay, very sad story. Last year, a middle school teacher in France was beheaded by an Islamist because he was told that the speaker had shown pictures of the Prophet Muhammad that were scandalous of some sort. A 13-year-old schoolgirl said that he forced Muslim students to stand in the hallway, and he showed lewd pictures of the Prophet. Turned out yesterday that's a lie. She was not in school that day. She'd been suspended for her prior misconduct, and she was afraid of her father, and she made that up. And I don't know if what pictures he showed, but it was not discourteous. People weren't put in the hallway. She lied. Her father got lathered up, made it a social media issue, and this guy goes in, holds him down, and cuts his head off. And it's cold. It's very cold. Guy's father, back in Pakistan, is asked about it, and he goes, well, he did it in the service of the Prophet Muhammad. Why is Europe letting this in? Why are we letting this in? Why are we admitting our own assassins? A culture that believes that apostates have to be executed or forcibly converted cannot coexist in a liberal democratic society. Period, end of story. This guy got beheaded. Her father got lathered up because she lied. She's 13, afraid to tell him that she had been suspended for her misconduct. And there you have it. That's the backstory of the beheading in France last year. The National Guard is extending. The Defense Department is extending the National Guard at the Capitol for two more months. They want to go through the State of the Union by Biden. And they want to get people to calm down. QAnon Shaman is still in prison, furring the horns and the face paint. A lot of nuts out there. I don't know how they're going to come back to normal. If you're a tourist, you can be able to walk in the Capitol, even though you go through a metal detector. What's going to happen? They don't know, so they're extending the National Guard for two more months. And they're going to extend it beyond that? I don't know. This is a very sad state of events. They're going to have to be perimeter controls. Believe it or not, they're going to have to be metal detectors for people coming from congressional offices who don't go through the regular ones because you have Republicans packing on the floor. Stay tuned. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.